For KBCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The city of Moreno Valley is holding a special meeting tonight to discuss the city's mall, which was closed last week. City officials are encouraging residents to attend to hear directly from council members and fire officials. Officials say they red-tagged the mall after the owners failed to fix problems with the building's fire protection systems. City Councilwoman Elena Baca Santa Cruz told the Press Enterprise there are 9 safety violations preventing the mall from reopening. In a statement Wednesday, Mayor Ulises Cabrera said progress has been made. He says the fire sprinkler system has been repaired and an emergency generator has been installed. But Cabrera says 6 violations still need to be corrected before the mall can reopen. The special meeting begins at 6 p.m. tonight. An agent who is reportedly with the Department of Homeland Security is set to appear in court in Riverside tomorrow. He was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, among other felonies. But as KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports, holding him accountable might be difficult.
Gerardo Rodriguez was arrested on Veterans Day after he forced a 17-year-old boy at gunpoint out of his truck. Here he is on video captured by a resident. Riverside County Sheriff's Office said he was wearing a badge around his neck. In addition to assault with a deadly weapon, the Riverside District Attorney charged Rodriguez with false imprisonment and child endangerment in December. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the case is still under investigation. Kevin Johnson is the dean of the UC Davis School of Law. He says cases like Rodriguez's usually don't lead to convictions.
I assume there'll be many efforts to dismiss the case and get rid of it before it goes to trial.
Rodriguez will appear in court on Friday for a felony settlement conference. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in San Bernardino.
Fans of a pair of celebrity eagles who live in Big Bear are celebrating. The eagles, who are broadcast via 24/7 live stream, recently laid an egg. It comes after a month of heartbreak for the live stream's some 700,000 subscribers. KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports.
Thousands of fans were tuned in this week as Jackie, the female eagle, whistled and then laid an egg. It was a welcome sight after a raven ate 2 eggs that Jackie laid a few weeks ago. Jenny Voisard works for Friends of Big Bear Valley, which runs the live stream.
It was a lift all of us needed after the excitement of the eggs and then losing the eggs and then losing Sandy.
Sandy Steers created the Eagle live stream a decade ago and was a staunch advocate for eagles for many years prior. She passed away last week. Fans online are pushing to name the eaglet Sandy, though Voisard says the naming honors will go to a local third grade class like always. Eagle eggs incubate for 40 days, meaning a chick could hatch in early April. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet in San Bernardino.
Congressman Kevin Kiley of Rockland says he's introducing federal legislation to cap state gas taxes at 50 cents per gallon. Kiley says the bill would save California drivers 21 cents per gallon initially, with more savings as state taxes continue to rise. California currently has the highest gas prices in the nation, more than $1.50 above the national average. Kiley says capping gas taxes has implications beyond just California drivers.
We have federal facilities, personnel, military bases in these states, and it increases their costs. It also has implications for trucking, you know, for vehicles that cross state lines. And so I think it's a common sense proposal.
Kiley says California gas prices have jumped about 40 cents in the last month, and refinery closures in the state could push prices even higher. The bill has not yet been officially introduced, but Kiley says he expects bipartisan support. The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular gasoline in Riverside County rose today for the 28th time in 29 days. It has hit $4.53. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.